Election scholars were concerned that one side or the other, whichever logged fewer votes, would raise legal issues about the results. As we've seen, those issues are coming from the Trump administration. Rick Hast, an election expert from the University of California, Irvine, says this is a vital time for American democracy and a crucial moment for the nation's traditional institutions. And Hast is with me to talk about the current state of these election battles. Rick, you were concerned before Election Day, so how worried are you about what we're seeing right now on lawsuits and recounting ballots, for example?
Well, this certainly isn't the worst case scenario by far. If the election were a few hundred thousand votes closer, then we'd really be in a national crisis. Then all of these machinations that are going on now in court trying to move a few hundred votes here or there would actually make a difference. Given the margins, it's much less likely that there could be any kind of eventual dispute that gets resolved by the Supreme Court or Congress over who the president is going to be come January. So I think things could have been even worse. I am concerned that the consistent message from the president and his allies in refusing to concede and claiming without evidence that there's widespread voter fraud is going to convince many Trump supporters and Republicans that the election was stolen. There's no good evidence that there was even a little bit of fraud in this election, much less widespread fraud. And so this is very concerning in terms of the legitimacy of our process.
Well, there's actually any motivation or momentum for this kind of thing. Would there be any election reforms that would make sense? Or is this the fact that, once again, President Trump proving himself to be someone outside the traditional mainstream of if someone loses, they concede relatively gracefully?
Well, we're obviously in a period where the usual norms are not being applied by everyone. And we have to kind of think about whether our laws need to be changed or strengthened or clarified so that we don't have these kinds of problems in the future. We also probably need to take steps to assure that ballots can be counted quickly because this turned out to be one of the major issues. And of course, Arizona is one place where a number of decision desks have not yet called the election because you're continuing to count votes. And it's true where I am in California as well. It turns out when there are a lot of ballots coming in by mail and a lot of voters, it can take some time. But given the kind of a very hot atmosphere that we're in right now, that passage of time leaves room for all kinds of claims of wrongdoing and emotions to run high. So I think things that we could do to try to bring things to a more conclusive end more quickly would be helpful.
Are you surprised, not that President Trump has allies, but are you surprised that other elected officials who apparently thought that their vote count was done appropriately, that they won their elections fair and square, are you surprised that they're not telling him at least publicly to move on?
It's hard to know how much of this is a phenomenon particular to Donald Trump and how much of this is a shift. But right now, Donald Trump remains the most popular person among the base of the Republican Party. And it seems like many Republicans are willing to go along with his claims that the election is still potentially changeable based upon some proof of fraud that's going to come at a later time. And so I think that what we see are many Republicans in office who are either not wanting to step on the president's toes or see a political benefit in trying to further a message that is unconnected to reality, that this election was marred by massive irregularities. It's really troubling going forward. When you think about what makes a democracy work, it's that the losers accept the results of the election as legitimate and agree to fight another day. And so this kind of lining up behind Trump and agreeing that the election was not conducted fairly is very detrimental for our democracy going forward.
Well, it's such an important point, and it's hard to not be jaded after this because we all have seen the demographic shift. And if there was the assumption, at least for a while, that the Democrats would be favored by a majority, maybe a strong majority of Latino voters, for example, who are growing in number and strength in areas like Arizona and California. And so the thought was, well, this means Republicans might have to have a bigger tent. Does this seem strategic, the idea that maybe for some, at least, it's not about the bigger tent, it's about making the rules harder and harder to apply to most people?
So I think that the Republican Party has a choice going forward, which is whether they try to grow the tent which is the, I call it the George W. Bush approach, or they're going to double down on kind of white, rural, older voters in the hopes that this could be done in a way that would allow the party to remain in power without broadening its base. And I think the fact that in this election, although Trump lost, the Republicans did much better than expected is probably not going to cause a lot of soul searching on the Republican side. So this battle may be put off, and with Trump already talking about potentially running in 2024, he's certainly going to cast a large shadow over the party for the next few years, at least.
Does this indicate to you that there are greater weaknesses in the U.S. democracy than many people had thought about? Did this come about because of this particular person in the White House?
Donald Trump is not the cause of the problems with our election system, but he has made things worse. And so we already have had this growing sense that the elections that we run are illegitimate, based not upon fact, but based upon a kind of increasingly incendiary rhetoric about rigged or stolen elections and voter fraud. And so even if Trump left the scene tomorrow, I suspect that this language is going to continue, and attempts at disinformation, both foreign and domestic, are going to continue to interfere with our election process. And so it really is going to take some kind of fundamental election reform and a bipartisan buy-in in that election reform if we're going to get out of this cycle. Otherwise, we're going to be back in 4 years going through this again.
I'm sure everyone's looking forward to that. That is Rick Haston, election expert, professor at UC Irvine School of Law, also author of Election Meltdown, Dirty Tricks, Distrust, and the Threat to American Democracy. Rick, thank you for squeezing us in. We appreciate it.
Take care.